Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
I wrote a book titled God's War, somewhat provocative, but the subtitle is what raises the hackles on the hecklers. Why Christians should rule the world. And do you want to know who gets their hackles standing straight up? Well, it's mostly Christians. Of course, that's the crowd I mostly interact with. But also the anti-Christians. I get some heat from them too. The book is beginning to garner some interest, and I want to explain the subtitle. The Christian hecklers totally misunderstand the statement, while, interestingly, the anti-Christian hecklers, they seem to get it, but they attempt to distort the meaning on purpose. This is going to be fun. Bureaucrats now acting as unelected legislators. Elizabeth McDonnell is the Senate parliamentarian, a position appointed by the Senate Majority Leader. The parliamentarian rules on matters of procedure. She used her position to strike out a significant section of the Big Beautiful Bill. Incidentally, the parts that would prevent illegal aliens from getting Medicaid benefits, and she struck out those protections of our Second Amendment rights. A lot of great news coming out of the SCOTUS lately. Upheld South Carolina's ban on Medicaid funds for Planned Parenthood. And another big win for a righteous judgment from the SCOTUS. Radical left district judges may no longer enact nationwide injunctions. Dan Bongino, deputy director of the FBI, announced the FBI arrested more than 825 plus child sex predators and 140 human traffickers. He added this public service announcement, quote, "If you're preying on our children, we are coming for you. It's only a matter of time." Go get them, Dan. I love this picture I have in my notes of Bulldog Bongino. Thune seems to be a tool. Who's running the Senate, anyway? Is it parliamentarians or bold conservatarians? They were supposed to vote on the BBB, Big Beautiful Bill, today, Friday. But instead, they're going to be voting on a war powers resolution intended to be a referendum against Trump for a war that he already ended. So the enemy of our liberty gets priority over America First policy. Call VP Vance and Senator Thune. Help justice along here. Lady Justice is limping, trying to, her best to re-enter American politics and culture, but she needs help. Read Isaiah 59:14. Judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. Why? Well, the verse tells us, because truth is fallen in the street, and that's why equity cannot enter. So pick up the phone, call 202-224-3121. Tell the operator you want to get a message to J.D. Vance and Thune. Senator Thune, override the parliamentarian obstruction of the people's business and include the Second Amendment protections provided in the Big Beautiful Bill. Yeah, it's real, folks. This unelected parliamentarian is playing legislature and appears to be in full support of our enemies against liberty, resisting the will of we the people. This is stuff we voted for when we voted for Trump. It's going to take we the people rising up in force to push this thing through. Come on, put your shoulder behind the Big Beautiful Bill. Get her done. Call 202-224. Then you'll likely get the operator who will ask you who you want to leave a message for. She'll switch you to a line that will give you two options, leave a message or talk to a VP staffer. Okay, so you'll be switched to another line and invited to press 1 or 2. Press 1 to leave a comment. Press 2 to talk to a member of the vice president's staff. But here's what you're going to likely find. Neither of these options will allow you to leave a message. Yeah, press either one and you'll be given another number to call. So let me give it to you now so you can bypass that other nonsense and get straight to it. 202-456-1111. It's the White House comment line. After you connect, if it's past 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, well, that's noon PST, our time, and you won't even get so much as a beep, leave your message, and thank you. They've gone home for the day, and you'll have to call back tomorrow. For me, that's going to be Saturday, but what do you bet I'm going to get called back Monday? So it's a little frustrating. They should just let you leave a message. That's not real hard to do. So the other option is to go to the website, www.whitehouse.gov/contact. www.whitehouse.gov/contact. Use the provision on that site to leave a message for the president or for a VP or whoever. And so, you know, the calling thing turned out to be sort of a message to me. Don't call us. I guess they won't call me either. Go to the website, leave a message. I don't know. How do I know? I didn't even get a verification that my email was received. You could contact the Brain Masseur by email by going to our website, brainmassage.net, and you will at least get an email that verifies your message was received. It appears the deep state bureaucracy continues to be run by people who view themselves as our masters and not the servants of the people. You even can kind of pick that up in the tone of a live one, if you get one. It's going to take some work, but we have the right team in place to get it done. We have met the enemy, and it's an entrenched bureaucracy that views itself as masters and not servants. I'll have to get back to you on a report of my experience with this. Later, perhaps I'll have an update for you Saturday night during our Brain Massage live stream, which is scheduled to begin at about 7 p.m. Alligator Alcatraz is becoming a thing. It'll hold over 5,000 illegals. Very efficient. Doesn't require extensive security. 60 miles of swamp between the island and the nearest neighborhood takes care of that. And thank you, Tom Fitton. I appreciate your work in pressing for the release of the Epstein documents. They're calling Trump daddy now. Really? Trump's response is beautiful, classic, wonderfully diffusing and disarming. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Okay, let's jump right in. I wrote a book titled God's War, but the subtitle is what raises the hackles of hecklers. Why Christians Should Rule the World. I began writing this book during the Obama administration before Trump's first term and published it in 2019 toward the end of his first term. This book took 9 years from conception to publication. The manuscript was my doctoral thesis. Why Christians Should Rule the World is explained in the text of the book, but now we have a case study working out right in front of us for us all to watch and see. Whatever devils we might wrestle with in the details of the Trump administration, the fact is America is much better off in the hands of Christians than it ever was in the hands of Islamist secularist Obama and humanist secularist Biden-Harris. This government functions much better under the leadership that acknowledges Christ is king, not the one that would deny it, and affirms its Christian roots. First argument is, pay attention, class. Things are better under leaders who approach leadership in this country from a traditional Christian ethos and not a humanist Christ-denying ideology. It's better. It's not perfect. That won't come till Jesus does. But it's better. A whole lot better. Exactly as John Jay, our first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, said, Christians should prefer Christians to rule over them. And I'll add, not Muslims, not atheists, not humanists, not people who think they are gods and grant us, or the government's God, and that grants us our rights, what rights they think we should have, but, you know, people who understand that we are under God and who are favorably disposed toward the faith of our founders. You see, When I say Christians should rule the world, it's because Christ was sent from heaven under this policy on earth: peace, goodwill toward men. Insofar as we order our lives and our government under the principles of Christ as Lord, we enjoy peace, or a much greater measure of it. But the ragers who hate Christ and the idea of Christians ruling will always push for war, and their policies will always foment unrest and hatred. There are two spirits operating in the world through men today. One is the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience, Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. The lawless, the folks that reject Christ as king and refuse the principles of Christianity. All men created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Some of these guys can't even quote that correctly. The principles of freedom, of conscience, of speech, of thought, and worship. The principles of good government arising from biblical precept and principles. The principles and precepts that shaped this nation under God. The principles of God-hating Marxism and man-deifying socialism always leads to tyranny. Have you noticed? But the truth will make you free. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Christianity is the only system that respects your rights even when it does not approve of what you do with them. It's the only system that supports rule by the consent of the governed. No other system or ideology provides a foundation to support such a government as ours, which is the reason, as the culture becomes increasingly shaped by humanism, the ideology of Marxism, the spirit of Antichrist, it devolves into tyranny. And every time it turns back again to her Christian roots, well, this country under God moves again toward freedom and liberty. Check history. It's true every time. If you have any further questions on this issue, I would be very glad to hear them and to engage you on this subject. You don't have to buy my book to engage me, but it would help, because you would at least then have a correct idea of what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. And we would then not have to spend so much time, you know, clarifying and correcting misconceptions. At least we could start with, you know what I'm saying. To send me your questions or comments, go to brainmassage.net and use the contact form to send me your questions by email. Or you can call 805-314-2114, and you'll have time to leave your number and ask me to call you back and give me a short question or statement. If you want to elaborate some, or you want to sit down and talk with me face to face, I'd love that. My secretary will call you, respond to your call, your request for appointment, and set it all up. If you want me to call you back, well, let me know. I'll call you back. 805-314-2114. If you have a quick comment or question, you can leave your message. If you want me to call back, you have to ask me. I'm not going to intrude on your privacy. Okay, hopefully that will get us started in this conversation. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Bureaucrats are now acting as unelected legislators. Elizabeth McDonnell is the Senate parliamentarian, a position appointed by the Senate Majority Leader. The parliamentarian rules on matters of procedure. She used her position lately to strike out a significant section of the Big Beautiful Bill. Incidentally, the part that would prevent illegal aliens from getting Medicaid benefits, and a part in the bill that protects our Second Amendment rights. Among other things related to parliamentary procedure, she calls balls and strikes on bills' conformity to the Senate rules. In this case, it's the Byrd rule that's in question that requires reconciliation bills to be limited only to matters related to the federal budget. Not sure what her argument is here. It seems clear she's targeting the provision that does not allow illegal aliens to receive Medicaid payments. If that is the case, she may argue that legislation regarding illegal aliens is not a budgetary matter and puts that part of the bill outside what is allowed in a reconciliation bill under the Byrd rule. However, the provision that Medicaid may not be paid to illegal immigrants is a term or condition that actually does directly impact outlays, and so it does impact the budget. We'll have to see where this goes. I understand her role is advisory, and that's important. Don't let them fool you into thinking, oh, well, this is what happened. We can't do anything. No, it's advisory. The final decision rests with the presiding officer, in this case, Senator Thune. So maybe we should calm down a moment and let's see whether Thune will attempt to hide behind his parliamentarian's skirt or man up and explain why her ruling is correct, if he thinks it is, or reject her advice on this matter and move forward with the bill. Now, I understand the VP, the vice president, can exercise a little known and rarely used prerogative to intervene and override the parliamentarian. As the presiding president of the Senate, the VP, quote, could overrule a point of order raised based on the parliamentarian's advice, end quote. He can also exercise this prerogative to allow a provision to remain in a bill or to sustain a point of order to strike something from a bill. Any fears of, quote, undermining the Senate's nonpartisan procedural framework, end quote. And listen, those were obliterated by Obama's trampling of the Constitution underfoot. Senatorial institutional norms have been the argument of Republicans against Democrats' abuse of those norms. And the argument of Democrats, it only comes up with them when Republicans are in power. So effectively, that argument has lost its force, is my point I'm trying to get at. Understand what this means. First, gentlemen would be expected to agree to abide by precedent and long-respected rules of procedure or debate them and change them. However, if this only happens when your political enemies are in power, that's the only time these rules are really, considered as having any real meaning. Well, we got a problem here, friend. Because when the Democrats are in power, rules are routinely ignored. You know, like dropping the 1,000-page bill on the desk of the Republicans. What was it, the night before it was scheduled to be voted on? A clear violation of gentlemanly rules of behavior. And then, when Republicans have the majority, Democrats cry foul, foul, if they don't play by every single one of these little rules. Those who have a conscience, who are sensitive to the rules of fair play and honorable behavior, who are susceptible to being influenced by a charge of, you're unfair, that's ungentlemanly. Well, these people can be manipulated by evil ones. In other words, the Democrats weaponize the conscience of men and women who have one. You know, people who are sensitive to decorum and gentlemanly or ladylike behavior. The weaponization of our conscience is a tactic advocated by Saul Alinsky in Rules for Radicals, one of Hillary's heroes, by the way. Also Obama's hero. Alinsky veritably wrote the Democrat Political Handbook. We must wrest this devilish weapon from their hands, but we must do so without violating our own. We must use the rules that are available to us. It must be done lawfully. And it is a rule of law that the vice president is the president of the Senate. It's a rule of law that he can overrule a point of order. It's a rule of law that the Senate can override the vice president in a case like this with a simple majority vote. But you see, the Republicans right now have a sufficient majority to withstand such a challenge. The vice president, therefore, technically can lawfully override a point of order challenge. One fellow whose name I don't have time to go find, but he's a fellow ex-poster. And he suggested, I need to get his name here. What? Hold on. Here it is. Old Mike, blue check at MichaelMax4659. He said, quote, I think this is the plan. I think Trump and Thule, and we all beg patience with typos in this hurry up journalism environment. He met Thune, are doing this on purpose to set up JD to step in. have the Dems challenge it to the SC, and he means here the Supreme Court or the SCOTUS, and rejuvenate VP or Vice President powers long dormant, end quote. Thank you. Appreciate that observation. VP Richard Nixon used this in 1960 to expand the scope of debate on a civil rights bill. And by the way, Kamala Harris was encouraged to overrule this same parliamentarian in the 2021 COVID-19 relief reconciliation bill. Then Elizabeth McDonnell advised that the $15 minimum wage provision in that bill be struck as violating the Byrd rule. Kamala declined to do it because, you want to know the truth? It's because the Biden and Kamala administration could care less about that $15 thing. That was just demagoguery. In fact, they didn't want that to go through. It hurt too many of their business people that they love and want their money. So be brave, Senate conservatives. Rise up against the weaponization of the government, but also the weaponization of our conscience. Be bold. Receive the power you've been given and use it. The SCOTUS upheld South Carolina's ban on Medicaid funds for Planned Parenthood. That's good. The prohibition against federal tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood has been on the books for a while. It's good that SCOTUS recognizes the rights of states to do the same. You know, but these cockroaches, man, they scurry along the baseboards and continue their devilish business no matter what we do. Somehow, tax dollars gets into the pockets of these people. We must eliminate this ridiculous notion that it's okay to murder babies in the wombs of their mothers. I saw a meme I liked, a sonogram of a baby in its mother's womb holding an AR-15. The caption read something to the effect, abortion is legal, but the babies must be supplied with AR-15s for self-protection. Now, of course, that's satirical, right? I mean, you know that an AR-15 won't fit in a mother's womb. Har har. I applaud the SCOTUS for this 9-3 ruling and look to Congress to stop the flow of any and all U.S. dollars to Planned Parenthood. End Planned Parenthood. It was never a good idea from the day it spawned in the perverse mind of that genocidal, racist Margaret Sanger, one of Hillary's idols, you know, which is enough said. Another big win for righteous judgment from the SCOTUS, radical left district judges may no longer enact nationwide something called universal injunctions. They can't bar Trump from doing the job we the people elected him to do. Barrett was allowed to redeem herself a tad. She wrote the decision that declared the federal courts cannot usurp the executive branch's prerogatives to set policy governing the implementation and execution of laws that are on the books. Good for Amy. Her fellow conservatives on the court concurred with her opinion, all of them, and the three DEI appointments to the court are, of course, in dissent. Play with that word a little bit and think about it. Another SCOTUS ruling that sides with the Constitution and comports with America's traditional values. The Supreme Court just ruled parents are allowed to opt their children out of being indoctrinated with LGBTQ+ propaganda, quote unquote. I agree with Mr. Nick Sorter. This is a huge win for religious liberty. It's a great season for the court, let me tell you. Dan Bongino, deputy director of the FBI, announced the FBI arrested more than 825 plus child sex predators and 140 human traffickers, or slavers. He added this public service announcement, if you're preying on our children, we're coming for you. It's only a matter of time. Go get them, Dan. Thune is a tool. Who's running the Senate? Is it parliamentarians or bold conservatarians? Today, they were supposed to vote on the BBB, Big Beautiful Bill, but instead, they're going to be voting on a war powers, or they have voted on a war powers resolution that's intended to be a referendum against Trump for a war that he already ended. Thank you, Taylor Greene. So the enemy of our liberty gets priority over America's America First policies? Come on, Republicans. Alligator Alcatraz is becoming a thing. It'll hold over 5,000 illegals, very efficient. It doesn't require a lot of security. 60 miles of swamp between the island and the nearest neighborhood takes care of that. If the alligators or pythons don't get them, the mosquitoes will. Cat lives there, and he told us these things will carry you away. Before too long, the illegals that have invaded this country will be sorry they didn't take Trump up on his $1,000 offer and a ride out of town. You know, back the way they came in, because crossing our border illegally is not immigration. It's invasion. Someone breaking into my house is not a visitor. It's an intruder. Thank you, Tom Fitton. I appreciate your work in pressing for the release of the Epstein documents. Somebody needs to. Thank you for keeping your eye on that ball. But I have a question. Why would Judicial Watch have to sue the Trump administration to release the Epstein records? Come on. Nothing except full disclosure is going to end this. And the question is, what exactly will full disclosure start? Daddy Trump. If you look at the clip where this was exchanged between the Secretary of NATO and our president, it was cute. It was triggered by an analogy that Trump made, about people in a fight and how to, you know, when to intervene or whatever. It was just a simple little banter. Anyway, give me a break. There's no Der Fuhrer going on here. But if the wicked and unreasonable Antichrist left thinks they can get traction on it, oh, they'll make it out that Trump is Hitler, man, right? They'll pull a fine people trick on him, and we'll be dealing with that. They don't get away with that anymore, have you noticed? It's really, we're responding to this little effort as yawn. You guys on the left are really getting boring. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see that they are on. Call 1-805-314-2114. That's 1-805-314-2114. Leave a message for me in our listener response hotline, and you will get responded to if you ask me to call you back. Or you can go to our website, brainmassage.net, and you know the drill. It's all lowercase, one word, brainmassage, and then .net. Find the Contact Us button and use it to send me an email. You can leave a message for us on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114, or contact me through our website, brainmassage.net. God bless you. God bless America. I'll be in my pulpit this weekend, and I'll see you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.